Okay, I have never taken a photo like this before, and I'm so excited to show it to you here on Weekly 50. So many things came together for this totally unplanned, serendipitous photo, and there's even a bit of post-processing talk involved here, so settle in. What you're looking at, obviously, is a lightning bolt strike, and it came about on my family's annual trip to Kansas. We go to Milford Lake in Kansas every year and spend a couple days with all of my family, getting together and just hanging out at the lake. So on, I think it was Wednesday night, the last night of the trip, we were, I don't know, sitting around playing heads up on iPhone or something like that. A bunch of us were playing and or doing something, and this storm started to roll in. And I got a tripod and ran down to the beach, and I thought, I'm going to get a photo of lightning with my 50 millimeter lens. I brought other lenses, but I knew I wanted to get something that I could post here on the blog. So I brought my D750 and my 50 millimeter lens down to the beach, and nothing. The storm was coming from a direction where it was totally obscured by the cabins and some other things. So I ran up back to the cabin, got my brother Andy, who I mentioned a couple weeks ago in the audio broad or in the podcast for a different photo. And I said, Andy, let's go take some lightning pictures. So he grabbed a tripod, I grabbed a tripod, we got our cameras, we got in the car, and we drove down to the boat launch at Milford Lake and just sort of waited. We could see lightning off in the distance, and so we set our cameras up and waited to see what would happen. Doing this kind of thing, which I've tried before, is often a combination of a lot of patience and time and luck, because you don't know where the lightning is going to strike. So you just have to sort of be ready for it. So I set up my tripod on the right where the boat launch hits the lake, and I used 30-second exposure, ISO 100, f/11. It was hard to focus because you couldn't really see what you're focusing on. It was dark when I shot this. And I just waited. I took several shots at 30 seconds each and just waited to see what would happen. Most of them were okay, but this one turned out super well. Totally unplanned. Andy got a similar shot too. Sometimes you take a picture and you look at the back of your camera and you just kind of you say, wow. At least that's what I do. Every now and then you get a picture that really does stand out to you, and it kind of makes you think, you know what? I've done a good job here. And this is one of those. Gosh, I don't really know what else to say about the process of taking the photo. Other than that, I had to know kind of where to point my camera. So the storm was coming in from the east or from the west, and so I pointed in that direction. But I didn't know lightning was going to strike there. And I just took a lot of pictures and waited. And one thing I didn't do was adjust my camera at all. Maybe I should have done that. Where if I saw lightning off on another side of the lake, I thought maybe I'll just turn my camera there and get that. But that's sort of like playing that game where you're stuck in a traffic jam and then one lane beside you starts to move. So you think, oh, I better get in that lane. So you get in that lane and then the lane you were in starts to move. And you kind of make no real progress at all. Here, I just decided to keep my camera stuck right where it was and take the same picture over and over to see what would happen. And turns out I got a good one. At least I think it's a good one. Now, regarding post-processing, the original was a lot darker and it was pretty much all black except for lightning strike. But shooting at ISO 100 gives you so much room to work with in post that I was able to bring up a lot of the light that was it was present in the photo. Nothing was added to this photo. But when you're when you've got such a bright source of light, like this bolt of lightning, it kind of makes everything else go seem really dim by comparison. But when that lightning flashes across the sky, there's an instant where other things light up too. So all the light here, like the purple across the middle, the blue on top, that was all present in the photo, but it wasn't really apparent in the, or that was all present in real life, but it didn't really show up in the photo until I brought it out in Lightroom. I adjusted the shadows. I brought up some of the shadow detail. Really, that's about it. I just brought up the shadows. I didn't play with the color or change the color. But one thing I'm not sure about is if you look on the bottom left, there's that group of trees, and it's got this white halo around it. I don't know what that is. I think it might be sort of a light glow from, like a small town or something near that portion of the lake. Maybe it's a little bit of backlighting because the lightning is way in the background and it's lighting up everything from the back. So maybe it's a little bit of glow from that. I don't know. And I posted about this online too, and no one seemed to have a good answer. But it's not Photoshopped. I didn't Photoshop that glow in there or anything. It's just there. And if you know what it is, great. Let me know. But I hope you like this photo. I sure do. It was unexpected, and I'm really happy I was able to get it.